The Pope continued. Well, you know, why am I talking this? Is because when you find yourself there, and I've been there, so I know, and I've seen others being there, and it can be a good place to be, but also a hard place to be, but also there are illusions present there that one can accidentally wander into as well. So if you find yourself in that position, that here am I on top of it all. There's no one above me, or maybe there is someone on paper, but so remote that doesn't really matter. I've got free hands here. No one is checking me, really. Great. Now, one danger there is that, if you're a temple president, as I was down there in Gothenburg, there you are, and you are in charge, and you are basically the owner of this big building and this big restaurant and all what that involves. Things need to be repaired, the rats in the restaurant, this, that happening, something broke there, sewage system, the pipes stuck. I mean, this very down to earth and sometimes under earth factors. I mean, when I had a house down in South Sweden, down the countryside, I found myself standing down there in the basement, lifting the lid of one of those manholes, and it was just almost a meter deep of some kind of gray, not very well smelling. Sewage that I had to stand there and dig up with my shovel, put in buckets, get rid of, carry around, patiently listening to some nice music in my headphones. And that's healthy. And we had our Govinda's restaurant in Gothenburg. I used to sometimes clean the floor there at night after everyone left so they could go to bed early and get up for Mangalarati. And you know, some who are in leadership positions, they make shows like that. Look at that, I'm your servant. But there are those who just do it invisibly. I mean, and this is what is included in having that servant role as a leader of some project or a group. It's a great responsibility because it's people you're working with, not things, not money, not power systems, people. That you are there to support and help and facilitate for. So, but then, you know, if you find yourself alone there on top with your subordinate residents of your temple or village or whatever under you there, especially if you are in a bubble where you think everyone outside of your community is a demon or something, and you are so superior because you're a Vaishnava, that, you know, here I am, I'm, it wouldn't become me, you know, to even speak to such people, what to speak or taking advice from them, not even construction professionals, building, you know, carpenters, you know, those who are experts. I engaged one of my guys, he doesn't know anything, but anyway, and he fixes it the way it is done in some other country that's not even legal here, and but who cares, the legal system here is run by demons. You know, you can easily get isolated like that, and you don't even notice it, that the project you might be there in charge of, that you yourself or someone else built up by, you know, hard devotional service, that it's falling apart. It's so easy, it seems, to lose contact with what's going down there on the grassroots level, on the ground, you know. And I think that some may get on my case now because they think I'm criticizing Prabhupada, but I'm not. I'm just saying that it must have been a very difficult situation for him to actually have a hands-on, eyes-on view on what's going on in his kind of real life down on the floor and the temples and the ashrams and all that. He got letters now and then from leaders saying there is this problem, that problem. But in general, I think those leaders wanted to just fix it. They did it on their own. And of course, that's what Prabhupada wanted. But then, you know, when he was traveling around and visiting the temples, what did he see? He saw smiling, dancing, nicely dressed, happy. Everyone very happy, of course, because he came. All smiling. Children happy, women happiest of them all, and everything just so clean. And he was taken on tour through the different temple compounds here, is the Brahmachari Ashram, and it's just perfectly clean. And the Brahmacharini Ashram here, oh, it's so nice, simple living but clean. Are you happy here? Oh yes, Prabhupada, we are very, very happy. You know? And then when Prabhupada leaves, as they had been on a weekly or whatever, even more, marathon to fix up the place, so it would be spotlessly, perfectly clean and nice. When Prabhupada comes, we have to do that. And then after he leaves, and gosh, we made it, did we? And then back to normal again. Kids screaming. The mess is taken out of the closets again. And all of a sudden another reality appears. And I wonder how much Srila Prabhupada actually saw that. In New Vrindavan, for instance, just take it as an example. It's a very, very dramatic but good reality example. Harsh reality that we need to look at, not close our eyes from, pretending it never existed. That's a dangerous thing to do, because then you lose contact with reality. And there may be terrible abusive things going on, hurting devotees, that you don't even allow yourself to see. They just don't exist. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. So, I mean, I'm not sitting here criticizing, we need to straighten out these things, make sure that this is not going on anymore, and also understanding that it's just normal problems that special religious organizations face, and either deal with by being honest sometimes, brutally honest, as they say, but then uprooting the weeds and not by kicking out people, but by removing those problematic things in the system. It's often like that, organizational things, but mainly, as I'm speaking about here so much now, by understanding what it's really, really about. What is this organization about? What is this society about? It's not a new Catholic church of Indian style that will spread all over the world and take it over. Well, it could be that also someone wants to make it that way. But the life there is in the heart of each and every one of us. And again, the society is meant to serve its members, not the other way around. And if you are finding yourself on top there of some project or property or department, you are the servant of the others in that department, not their master.